Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 23rd, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Five Eyes warns on AI attacks. Gemini replaces news playback. AI reshapes tech workforces. AI staging misleads renters. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. Leaders of the Five Eyes cybersecurity agencies warn that artificial intelligence is rapidly changing cyber risk and should be treated as a business issue. They say AI already aids attackers and speeds up the scale and sophistication of attacks, while also improving defenders' detection and response. Risk assumptions now age in months, not years. The statement urges executives to make cyber a leadership priority. Reduce unnecessary access, speed patching, replace or isolate legacy systems, tighten identity and access controls, and rehearse incident plans to contain breaches before they become crises. The warning follows U.S. restrictions that led Anthropic to disable Fable 5 and Mythos 5. Gemini for Home in Germany now delivers AI-generated news summaries on smart displays and speakers instead of playing audio from users' preset news sources. The feature is available as an early access option and can be enabled in the Google Home app, but switching requires adjustment because some long-used behaviors no longer work the same way. The Home app still says the assistant will play chosen sources, yet users hear a synthesized summary and see the text on screen. In practice, original outlets can only be reached by naming each source. For example, "Hey Google, play High's Top," and phrasing must be exact. Google's support suggestions proved unreliable in tests. One phrasing that worked was, "Play my news roundup." Other smart home controls like lighting continue to behave normally and now accept single commands for multiple lights. For now, some users may prefer to keep Google Assistant until Gemini for Home matures.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. Oracle disclosed it cut 21,000 employees over the past 12 months, a decline of 13%, saying AI adoption has resulted and may continue to result in reductions. The move fits a pattern of firms posting strong revenue while trimming headcount and citing AI. Examples include Amazon, which cut 16,000 corporate jobs, Meta, which laid off about 8,000 while shifting roughly 7,000 people into new AI roles, and IBM, which has eliminated more than 15,000 positions since September 2024. Companies describe AI as changing the mix of skills, accelerating work, and prompting reorganizations and investment. Generative AI is making apartment photos more misleading, and New Yorkers are noticing. Joyce found a Manhattan studio that looked spacious online with a fireplace, but in person, it was smaller, had a different sink, several stove knobs missing, and no fireplace. A plant on the gas stove in the photo hinted at AI edits. Realtors use AI staging to show refreshed interiors. Some agents use stucco, box brownie, or ChatGPT to mock up modern furniture. Virtual edits can cost $40 to $400 versus real staging at a couple grand. New York and California have new disclosure rules, and listings' repetitive, charming, and cozy phrasing suggests AI-written copy.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.